from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Rob Fisher, of course, sideline reporter for the Memphis Grizzlies. Schedule dropping today. That's a big day for Rob. He breaks down the schedule like nobody else. I want to talk to him about that for a moment. But before we do that, Rob, I know that the Angel program is near and dear to your heart, and I know there's a 5K raise money for this, and it's happening this weekend?
That's right. Coming up on Saturday, 8 a.m. Saturday morning at Holy Rosary. It's the Memphis Runs for Autism 5K that benefits the Angel program at Holy Rosary, which is a great program. And as you mentioned, is near and dear to my heart. My son, who is now in third grade at Holy Rosary, he started over there when he was in 2K, and he was an Angel student over there on the autism spectrum. And they've done amazing work with him, and he's, you know, their goal is to take kids on the spectrum and put them in a typical classroom and make them feel comfortable. And it's amazing what they've done for him and what they've done for so many kids. And it's a program that, you know, needs help and needs money and to function. And this is their big event of the year. It's their 5K on Saturday morning. And to sign up for the 5K, all you have to do is go to MemphisRunsForAutism.com, MemphisRunsForAutism.com, or you can even stop by Holy Rosary. Tomorrow night, they'll have a food trucks. They got five different food trucks will be there. They got beer. They got wine. From 4 to 7, you can register and pick up your packet for the race. And then from 5 to 8, they got the food trucks, drinks, music, kids games as well. So you can do that on Friday, or just show up a little early for the race on Saturday, and you can register then as well. So come on by Holy Rosary. I'll be out there Saturday morning, and looking forward to it. It's always a great event and always for a great cause.
If people want to go to MemphisRunsForAutism.com, you can also just donate. I believe that's possible, too, isn't it, Rob? I think it is, yes.
I think they call people like me spirit runners.
So I, by the way, I don't want to, like, boast, but I once won my age group in the Runs for Autism, and I don't think I'm going to be challenging this year to win my age group. But it is a great event. Just Rob, just by way of background, one of my three sons is on the spectrum as well, and everyone's experience is different with that. When did you know how did it come to pass that you knew that you had a child who was on the spectrum? And then what was it like in terms of figuring out the best path forward and resources and how to go forward?
We found out, he was diagnosed when he was two. There were a lot of signs, and I think when we talk about autism awareness, that's one of the things that is so important for parents to look for the signs, and if you see them, to try and get early intervention. The earlier you can diagnose autism, the earlier you can get therapy and start going for help, the better, and the better off it can be for your son. And with my son, you know, we found out at an early age, we got him started quickly. And I mean, I give all my credit to my wife. I mean, she knew some great doctors in town. She knew some great therapists in town, and she was able to get us in immediately and get him started on the right path. And it made all the difference in the world. It was scary, you know, I mean, because you don't know, and you start thinking about his future and what his future is going to be like growing up. And as a young adult and as a young teen and things of that nature. But, you know, to get him started with that early intervention like we did, it really helped get him on the right path, get him in school. And it's worked remarkably well. There are great places here in town for ABA therapy and everything with autism that, there are people that can help. And, you know, I've always been one that I always say, hey, reach out to me on Twitter and I can help. I can ask my wife. She's the one that really did all the work. So, you know, and can help people that way. But because I think for parents, when you do find out, it's frightening. It's scary because you just don't know what's in store. And, you know, we've been blessed that Colton is doing really well, and he's in a typical classroom. He doesn't even have a shadow anymore. So he's just functioning as a typical child in third grade. And it's quite remarkable how far he's come. I mean, this is a kid that he wouldn't go say hi to anybody when he was little. And now he just goes up to people and says hello and introduces himself and is very engaging. And that was one of the biggest problems that we had with Colton when he was younger, was that social engagement. But where he's at now has been, it's pretty remarkable.
Well, it's wonderful that there are programs like that at Holy Rosary. Again, you can go to the website, memphisrunsforautism.com, and contribute. I'll also say that I am, like, the challenges continue, and they continue right into college, and then when you're trying to get a job. And I'm on the board of an organization called STARS, which is really based out of Christian Brothers, and it helps kids, and for anyone, by the way, who's kids on the spectrum, I would urge them to look into it. It helps kids who are in the university setting figure that out. Kids who are on the spectrum, who are trying to figure out how to go to college, how to successfully be at college, and then critically, how to get jobs after being in college. And the folks over there do an unbelievable job with it. It is, I think, an underprivileged, underpublicized sort of program. But the it's critical that kids get an early start. But these challenges continue right on through, you know, trying to get and hold a job. And so I'm thrilled that you're involved with this, Rob. Thanks very much. And and I urge anyone to get out there and run or to contribute. Onward to the Grizzlies.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Yeah. Onward to the Grizzlies. Yeah. So
the Grizzlies. I thought we were going to talk about the vigil. You know, I'm going to the vigil tonight for the 13th time.
No.
Yeah, 13th appearance at the Elvis Vigil.
So
for me tonight.
I have never been, and I'm kind
have
of.
Have you not?
I have never been. What caused you to go the first time? And
I'll never forget the first time. I was at the Flying Saucer with some friends, and our old friend Craig Wack. He called me and he said, Do you like tailgating? Do you like drinking? And do you like people watching? And I was like, sure. And he's like, you got to come to the Elvis Vigil. And I was like, all right, sure, we'll come. And we went. And it was it's fascinating, Jeff, just because there are people from all over the world and people who set up these vigils on Elvis Presley Boulevard and set up these vigils and chalk drawings all over the street and things. And they just sit around. And I mean, these are people who were, you know, 70s, 80s, and you talk to them, and I'll never forget, there was a group of people from Cincinnati, and they were telling me about how they went to the Elvis concert when they were younger, and their mom didn't let them, so they had to sneak out and go to the Elvis concert, And then they got to the Elvis concert, and they sat in the first row, and he touched her hand, and she was a fan forever. And
wow.
She ended up getting in trouble from her mother, you know, and getting grounded because she snuck out. But now she's been to the vigil every single year since he died. They make the trip from Cincinnati. And just
okay, here's
to
the
go
thing,
around.
Do you need a, just like at Barbecue Fest, you're best off if you have an invitation to someone's, you know, someone's
right.
place where they've set. Do you need an invitation to a tailgate to enjoy? I presume
no.
you're at the Craig Wack tailgate here. Do I need a do I need to wrangle an invitation to a tailgate to enjoy this, or I just wander up and down?
No invitation is needed. Now, it used to be different. In the last couple of years, they've started putting metal detectors and not allowing coolers, so you can't bring your coolers to the uh-huh. street with, like you used to. But they do sell beer now, so you can buy beer or buy drinks or whatever on the premises. But, I mean, you basically just go up and you walk around and you see these people. And if you're bold enough to just talk to them, I mean, I just go up to people and say, what's your story? What's your story with Elvis? Why the fascination? And these people go into these elaborate stories of just what he means to them and in their lives. And you're like, man, these people are from all over the world. And this is what he means to these people. I mean, the respect that you have for Elvis and what he meant to a generation of people is remarkable. And
so
and
what
you get
time
to hear
are you going?
Stories.
What time are you heading out tonight?
We'll get there probably about 10:30 is a good time. And then I've gone up to the, because you can go up to the gravesite as well. And I've done that maybe 4 or 5 times of the 13, because a lot of times the line's just way too long and I'm not going to stand in line for 4 hours
right.
to go up
yeah.
and pay my respects. But if the line's not that long, that's kind of a neat thing, because on the way up they got flowers from all the fan clubs around the world. So to see those and then to go up and pay your respects at the gravesites, it's a neat experience. And I advise anyone who's from Memphis or lives here in Memphis, you need to at least try it once and be bold enough to talk to these people, because these people have incredible stories of why Elvis is so important in their life. And then just to see all the Elvis impersonators that are there is great. So I went the first time and I said, I'm going to go every year and I'm going to bring somebody new every year.
Really?
And every year I try to bring some new people and show them the Graceland. And tonight I'm going with a big group of people and looking forward to
wow.
it.
All right, and before then, at 2 o'clock, the NBA schedule drops. And I don't
That's
know if
right.
you have your game face on. You do a magnificent job of breaking down the schedule every year. I count on it, Rob, seeing your breakdown of the schedule. So how do you do it? Like, first of all, do you get it early? You can tell.
Well, considering I tweet out all my notes right at 2 o'clock.
Oh, do you?
Okay. I'd be lying if I said I did it.
Okay, what time?
So,
do you have it? Do you have it?
I do not. No, but because the thing is, like, up until the last minute, there could be changes to the schedule. And a lot of times there are. Plus, the NBA is on lockdown
right.
with the schedule and not wanting any leaks. So I usually get it maybe an hour, 2 hours beforehand and write all my notes, and then I'm ready to go at
ready
2 o'clock.
Ready at 2 o'clock.
So,
okay. So what do you
yeah,
what's
so
the, what are
the Grizzlies for allowing me to do that, by the way.
What do you look forward to? What are the key things to look for in this schedule? What are the key elements?
The first thing I always look to is the MLK Day game. I like to see who they're playing on MLK Day, what time the game is at, if they're given one of the primetime allotments on TNT or ESPN that day. And to see what channels it's on, you know, I'm disappointed if it's not in a primetime slot.
Right.
I'm disappointed if it's not on TNT. So that's kind of what I look at first with the schedule is that day. And then, you know, I'll start looking at the longest road trips, the longest homestands, trying to figure out what's the toughest month, what's the easiest month as far as schedule is concerned. And, you know, then look at the holidays and see if the Grizzlies are playing on holidays. One of the things that has been interesting the last couple of years, and I'll be interested to see what it is this year, is how many home Saturday games during college football. Now, last year there was only one home Saturday game during all of college football.
Wow.
So I think that's, you know, that's pretty interesting, and that's good for the people here in Memphis, being college football town that we are. So I always look at that as well, and the number of back-to-backs, and, you know, and then, of course, I start looking at when we're going to Miami, and when we're going to New York, and when we're going to L.A.,
and for you, of course, you're traveling, so that makes a huge difference. It's also then when LeBron is coming here. I mean, is it still like still Lakers Warriors? Like those are the ones? Those are the ones you circle?
Well, I was trying to think of that today, and you know which games of interest I really want to highlight. And yeah, Jeff, I think it is. I think it is Lakers. I think it is Golden State. I mean, Minnesota, okay. Oklahoma City, okay. Denver,
I mean, they're clearly the leading competitors, but they're not the leading glamour franchises by any stretch.
Right. No, and it's still, I mean, still the Lakers, as long as they got LeBron and as long as they got the purple and gold, they're going to be the marquee matchup for anybody. And so I still think it's Lakers, Golden State, and, you know, maybe Boston, you know, being the champions last year. Boston's a good one. And I mean, those are the ones I still think. Houston's interesting now with Dylan Brooks and Steven Adams. So we'll get our first look at both of them together with Houston. So I think that one's pretty interesting, too.
Do you think it's pretty well understood? I don't know that the Grizzlies have said it. Have they said it? I don't know. But everyone knows that Tony Allen's going to have his number retired this year. Do you think we're going to be able to tell? They're not announcing the date of that yet. But do you think, like, we had some ideas when Mark might have his retired. It didn't turn out to be. Because we were actually, people thought it might be when Mike Conley was going to be in town, when the Timberwolves were visiting, like last year. It was sort of speculating. Do you think you'll be able to eyeball the schedule and have some sense? Maybe you know already if and when Tony's number is going to be retired. That won't be released today, very clearly, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't know when it'll be. I don't know if it's set yet. When that'll be. I don't know. I don't know if there's a. I mean, I guess again, you could say when you play Minnesota, so Mike Conley.
Right, that's true.
Again.
Same thing.
I mean, if Mike would just go away, we could get this done with a lot easier.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the opener. Here's the other question: how important? I always look at the first 10 games, right, or 15 games. Like, how is this going to start? And it feels to me like, and maybe this is just. Maybe this isn't real, but it feels to me like, given the way last year went, given the need for this team to reassert itself, you know, given the impatience that could quickly rise up around Taylor Jenkins if they don't get off to a good start, it feels to me this year, maybe more than some, important that they get off to a good start. Just to tell the league again, hey, yo, we're over here, you know, to remind everybody. Is that... I mean, in the end, that you'll play all 82. Maybe it doesn't really matter. The last 10 matter as much as the first 10. But do you think it is particularly meaningful for this team to get off to a good start this year?
Yes, and I think what would be helpful, and we've seen this a couple of times in the last handful of years, where the Grizzlies have started the season with a West Coast trip. I would prefer that not be the case, that they have a West Coast trip to start the season, because those are very difficult. You know, and so, yeah, I, the beginning of the season is very critical. And, you know, I was talking, Brevin Knight and I on our podcast the other day, Night Court, I was saying that, you know, with no Christmas Day game for the Grizzlies this year, and just with all the talk about ranking teams and ranking players over the last couple of months, it truly has gotten to a point where we are a forgotten franchise. And this is the season to remind people of who we are. And I think a healthy start could go a long way in doing that. A healthy start could go a long way in all of a sudden Ja Morant being looked at again as a star in this league and one of the faces of the NBA. You know, a healthy start could get this team back, you know, in the top half of the Western Conference and where I think they'll be this season. So, you'd love to have the schedule favorable at the start of the year. And I know for the Grizzlies' sake, in the last 5 years, you know, three of them have been very difficult starts to the season. Hopefully this year won't be the case.
Talking to Rob Fisher. Again, the Holy Rosary run tomorrow, Saturday, I'm sorry, is a Saturday morning for a good cause, the Angel Program at Holy Rosary. And whether you're inclined to run or just contribute, head on over to the website and do that. Last thing, I haven't asked you about the summer. What did you think about the offseason for the Grizzlies? I don't know if you saw this. David Aldridge, who was a longtime respected NBA reporter, said the Grizzlies 30 out of 30 in their off. I just thought it was insanity. Yeah. Like, maybe you somewhat have wanted them to be more aggressive, but they basically filled their need. They brought back Luke Kennard, and they did it all while staying under the tax and preserving flexibility. I thought it was a tiny bit of business. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think what he doesn't understand is the Grizzlies' off season probably goes back toward last season.
Right.
You know, where, I mean, the guys that you have improved on this year from last year, G.G. Jackson now, I mean, he's emerged. Vince Williams Jr. has emerged. You needed a center. You got Zach Edey, the Luke Kennard signing. I think you have to count those other guys, too. I mean, those were guys that you found. I mean, don't you feel like Gigi is kind of new to the mix and Vince is kind of new to the mix? Heck, Marcus Smart is new to the mix,
right?
For that matter, along with Zach Edey, which was your biggest need. So it was uneventful, I would say that. But I think as far as what they needed and what they were hoping for, the off season was great for the Grizzlies. I don't know what more you could have wanted from what they've gotten here in the last 8 months.
Rob, thanks very much for joining us. I appreciate it. Runs for Autism 5K. Let's see. What's the website is
MemphisRunsForAutism.com.
MemphisRunsForAutism.com. Thanks so much, and we will be looking for your schedule breakdown promptly at 2 p.m. Thanks, Rob.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.